This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two people were found dead at a student housing complex at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs this morning. The university went on temporary lockdown around 6 a.m. after police responded to reports of gunshots. UCCS Chancellor Jennifer Sobana.
Our hearts are overcome by grief as unspeakable violence has reached into our campus, our home. We are in shock as we process this tragic loss of two lives.
Police have not identified the victims, but said each suffered gunshot wounds. The Colorado Springs police are investigating the deaths as a homicide. The state is once again offering rental assistance for tenants at risk of eviction, but not all who qualify are likely to get it. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
People can apply for temporary rental assistance through 5 p.m. on Tuesday. After that, the state will use a lottery to select among qualified applicants. While lawmakers have set aside $30 million to help renters, the need is expected to be much greater than that. To qualify, applicants must make less than 80% of their median local income and be behind on their rent due to a major life event, like an illness or lost job. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Denver police have issued an arrest warrant for a former funeral home owner on charges of abusing a corpse as well as forgery and theft. Police found remains at the residence of Miles Harford. Harford owned Apollo Funeral and Cremation Services in Littleton, which has been closed since 2022. Police are asking any families that worked with the service to please contact them. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.